It's time for the Daily Power Play.
And the score! A power play goal for the Predators.
Covering the Predators and the NHL.
With a shot that stopped by Searles.
Now on Chase and Michelle.
Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezovic, the reporter Nick Kieser. We say hello to Max Herz, who joins us now, as he does every Tuesday. He'll be on pregame tonight, starting at 5 o'clock, as the Predators take on the Buffalo Sabres. And Max, how about this? You did a road game as pre-post the other night, but good to have Pete back on the road in his beloved Buffalo tonight.
I know. Pete is going to be bouncing off the walls of that broadcast booth tonight, telling everybody what HSBC stands for, and just spinning twine of Buffalo tales of old throughout the game. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's start with what this roster, you know, looks like right now. David Poile was on Robbie and Rex Road this morning and asked about the injuries. He did say that Ryan McDonagh is on the trip. He's going to go through morning skate today. There is a chance he could play tonight, which without Roman Josi would be a huge addition to have McDonagh back in the lineup if he's able to go.
Yeah, if he is medically cleared, I think you need to play him. And I think that's kind of how NHL teams operate anyway. I don't think you would hold somebody like that out while you still have a chance to make the playoffs this year. But, man, did we feel the absence of Roman Josi on Sunday against the Rangers. And if you ever doubt that Roman Josi is worth multiple goals a game in your team's favor, remember Sunday's game.
Yeah, and that was one that Preds fans and the team alike, you know, want to forget. I was kind of curious, you know, when we were sitting here in postgame, what John Hines would have to say about it. And he was a little more forthcoming on things. Obviously, it was – you know, not what you want, but he brought up the young guys and how they can learn from that experience. You obviously don't want to make a habit of going through a game like that, but there certainly were some takeaways that the young guys can have as they move forward in their career.
Yeah, and I think getting to know these younger players and observing them in their early NHL time, obviously losing 7-0 and getting skunked in real life is terrible. And it's not something you ever want to happen. I think feeling that feeling is enough of a lesson as is. And it's not what you hear afterwards. It's playing 45 minutes of absolutely meaningless NHL hockey because you know you already lost. And I think that taste and that experience lets these guys know, hey, we just played one of the best teams. This is a team that's contending. This is a team that's added. They crushed us. They poured it on before we could even get a breath. And I don't ever want to play a meaningless second period again in my NHL career. And I think that part is what will resonate with the players under 25 for the Preds.
The Preds will match up with the Sabres tonight. Max will host pregame at 5 p.m. Nashville time. Max, taking a look at one of the veteran players, Matt Duchene, in the Rangers game, he had 0 shot attempts in almost 18 minutes. What do you think is going on with him, not having shot attempts, not even, you know, shots on goal? What is your take on that?
Yeah, and to be honest with you, Michelle, I will move that stat to Saturday's game. I mean, Sunday, by the time stats meant anything, the stats were meaningless. The only thing that mattered is the Rangers scored on 6 straight shots. It was 6-0, and the Predators did not have a scoring chance during that stretch. But I'll go back to Saturday's game where Duchene not only did not have a shot on goal, he did not have a shot attempt, which means that he did not have a shot that missed the net or a shot that was blocked by a Jets player. And in the biggest game of the year, you need more from a guy like that. And he hasn't scored a point now in 6 games. He hasn't scored a goal in 9 games. You're at least going to need power play production from him if you're going to beat teams that are equal to you in the standings, like the Sabres are tonight pretty much, and they're struggling. So you're going to need at least power play production in games like this. And hopefully the Preds will have more power play chances than they've had. But, I mean, you're going to need him to be a chance creator and a shot generator at all situations against teams that are better than you, like the Jets and the Rangers and many more of the teams that the Preds will see over the next couple weeks.
How concerning is that from Matt Duchene, Max, in your opinion, especially as the schedule is starting to ramp up? They're still outside of a playoff spot, and he's a veteran guy that this team needs to count on if they're still trying to fight for that playoff spot.
Yeah, and they've gotten good production from Cody Glass, Tommy Novak, Luke Evangelista, Phil Tomasino over the last few weeks, as Duchene's production has not been there. And I think if they can find a way to get all of that going at once, which, I mean, it should be easier to get all that going at once because Duchene is playing with two of those guys who I just said, in Glass and Tomasino, who I think are playing well in all situations. And, I mean, those guys in the game against the Blackhawks last Thursday, they both probably should have had 3 points in the first period. Instead, the Preds didn't score. But that line had amazing chances. All three of them would have gotten points on all three of those goals. Duchene set a couple of those up. He had one of the shots as well that didn't go. So, I mean, if they get better shots off, they have better numbers. But, I think on all of the shooting percentage numbers have been down for the team, whether it's team as a whole or individual players. And we're running out of time for that to regress positively in this season. But, I mean, Duchene is the best shooter on the team. I mean, even when Forsberg's healthy, you can make the argument that he's a better shooter than Philip Forsberg. You go back and forth all day on that one when those guys are at their best. But they need him to be their best goal scorer, and they need him to start scoring.
Max Herz on with us. Max, just looking at Cody Glass's progression throughout this year, do you believe that he can be a viable option for this Nashville Predators team as a starting center moving forward?
Yeah, and I think he's proven it in all aspects of his game recently, and he's about to turn 24 next week. He's growing up in the league in a lot of ways, and I think the most important thing for Glass was that he never really gotten a fair shake at the NHL level before, and maybe that's not the best way to put it because he hadn't exactly earned the long look, but he's gotten the long look that he finally needed. He'd never played 40 games in a season before. Some of that was because of the shortened COVID seasons when he was with the Golden Knights, but he's going to end up playing in 70-plus this year. And it feels like he was a healthy scratch for weeks on end back in October, November, but he wasn't a healthy scratch too long, and they brought him back originally in fourth-line minutes, then into the top 6 minutes that they always felt he needed once one of those center spots opened up and Mikhail Granlund got moved to the wing. And I think he's done everything you can ask for. And there's still blemishes there. There's still games where he's getting heavily beaten on faceoffs, but there are also games where he's winning 60-plus percent of his faceoffs. So we know he has that in him. And David Poile said it this morning with Joe and Robbie. They want him just to add some strength this summer, add some weight, work on his all-around game. And I think that alone will propel all the good things he's done this season into not only better quality minutes across the board and better work in the defensive zone, but also more point production too, and getting rewarded more for the good things he's done offensively, especially at even strength.
Well, Max, appreciate it today, and we'll see what happens tonight in Buffalo to wrap up this road trip, and then two against Seattle and one against Toronto as well. But appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, going to be a really fun week. I'm excited about all three of these opponents, none of which we have seen in a while. So three fun teams to watch that we're playing this week.
Absolutely. He is Max Herz. He will be on the pregame show tonight starting at 5 here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Coming up next, we'll get into some hoops and talk about the Vols. How are we feeling, Vols fans? We'll do that next. Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.